We start hour number two. I am Jim Rome. I hit you with a Woj bomb. Let me hit you with a V-Smack bomb. Here it is. Get your ass on the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Back to the Woj bomb. He, on the X platform, posted, quote, NBA has leveled a lifetime ban on Jonte Porter for gambling. I said lifetime.
For life.
That's the ears. For life. For life. Mr. Porter has been banned for life.
For life. 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 Life.
Woj chased that with another post. Quote, most damning for Porter and the NBA itself, he bet the Raptors to lose, according to league's investigation. I mean, that's as bad as it gets. You know, it used to be that if you bet on your team, that was a real problem, obviously. But then some apologists would try to say, yeah, well, he bet him to win, so what's the matter? You should be allowed to bet on yourself. The problem, first of all, even before gambling was legalized, the mere appearance or the actual action of gambling affected the integrity of the game. That was before gambling was involved, before gambling was legalized. Already it could wreck the game. That was the biggest fear. But then once you have fans actually gambling and losing money as a result of somebody trying to wreck the game, then you get your double whammy. This is why ears came in so aggressively. So not only did this guy bet, reportedly, on basketball, not only did he reportedly bet on his own team, he bet on his own team to lose. Wow. I mean, so what would Jonte say to that? What? Have you seen our team? Did you think I was going to bet us to win?
It's a complete crap.
I'm trying to get out of a hole here. I'm trying to make some money. Why would I bet us to win? Have you seen us play? We are a complete crap.
It's a complete crap.
That's incredible. But you want to talk about, look, we've all made poor choices. We've all made bad decisions. Find me a worse choice and a worse decision than this guy doing what he was doing. And I'm sure somebody might argue like, hey, Rome, obviously he had a problem. Right. Obviously he was in the hole. Right. This is why we always say gambling and getting down can be a lot of fun. Unless you're a professional athlete, then there are lots of rules involving gambling, and you have to know those rules and follow those rules. But for anybody else, and we talk about it on the program, I certainly have had sponsors. I understand the dangers of it. Like anything else, do what you can handle. Do it in moderation. Only play what you can afford to lose. If it's going to keep you up at night, you're playing too much. If it's going to impact whether or not you can meet your monthly nut, it's too much. If it's going to impact whether or not you can pay your mortgage, it's too much. And as I repeat, if you're going to lose any sleep over it, it's too much. Do it recreationally. What you don't want to do is be in the NBA and bet on the NBA. What you don't want to do is be an NBA player and bet on your own team. What you don't want to do is bet on your own team to lose as an active NBA player. What you don't want to lose is tip off other known gamblers. Because you know what that's going to get you? Banned. You know for how long?
For life.
For life.
Life. Life. Life.
And the next thing you know, you have ears rising up on a stage through the ground with smoke machines going off and lasers everywhere and grabbing the mic and saying,
I am banning
Mr. Porter for life.
Life.
Notice we haven't heard from Mr. Sterling since then. Here's some of the reaction. And go ahead, 1-800-636-8686. Dear Jim. Jonte Porter, sounds like the name of a beer, some hipster bartender would all but force me to sample and then be disappointed when I stick to Budweiser. Good riddance, I say. Brett and Bugahaw. Here they come. At Wapner at 11 on X posts, Action Jim. If you're going to get down, you need to get you a Fall Guy. Signed, Shohei Bettani.
You got to have a Fall Guy in the crew.
Are you all sticking to that story? Are you all sticking to it was actually Shohei making those bets? Why? Why? Because it makes for better content for you? Your content sucks. Your conspiracy theory sucks. Very clearly, it wasn't Shohei. Did you look at any of the evidence? Yeah, I know. I know. Bugahaw. The authorities don't know what they're doing. Law enforcement does not know. The authorities do not know. Or they do know, in your mind. They're just huge Dodger fans. So they let the guy skate. Or what? Are they on the Ohtani payroll? UCLA Dodger Frank is in. Quote, we'd like to welcome Jonte Porter to the NBA Lifetime Ban Club. We've been here for a while, and we're getting a little bit lonely. Signed, defense and affordable tickets. Yeah, I don't know. Some people do play defense. Did you not see Klay Thompson go 0 for 10 last night? Did you not see how hard Steph had to work? Sacramento was clamping down. All right, so let's move on to the next thing. And you're more than welcome to react to any of this. Big breaking news story. Got Mac Brown, one of my favorites, coming up at the top of hour number three. Did you happen to see this piece that was on ESPN.com? Maybe more specific and ask one person in particular. Hood. Bill Belichick, if you're listening right now, you might want to turn off your station.
You have a problem? Turn off your station.
Thank you, Albie. At least for a few minutes. And I know you're out there, Hood. I'm just giving you a heads up because this is going to be rough for you, my dude. In the very least, cover Nike's ears. If the rest of you did not catch that bombshell article that dropped on ESPN's site this morning about why the Hood Man is currently unemployed, you need to go check it out. It's worth your time. And you can tell from the very first line, quote, this is how this column starts. Quote, on the morning of January 25th, a few hours before the Atlanta Falcons named Raheem Morris to be their next head coach, Bill Belichick believed the job was his. End of quote. Alba, you can blow that up. The Hood thought the job was his up until a few hours before. Yikes, Hood. So it turns out Hoodman was just as surprised as the rest of us by the Raheem Morris hire. In fact, it sounds like he was way more surprised than the rest of us because he woke up that morning thinking he'd be the one getting that call, which is incredible. How do you think that guy felt when he found out you are not the coach? It's going to Raheem. Man, you want to talk about a dude losing his touch. You want to talk about a dude being out of touch. You want to talk about a dude maybe being out of time altogether. Hood's radar was so off on that Falcons job that he thought, quote, the job was his. Meanwhile, we now know, thanks to this ESPN piece, that when the owner of the team, Arthur Blank, and his top lieutenants met to talk about the candidates, quote, Bill Belichick didn't even finish in anyone's top three. End of quote. Not only did he not get that job, he really wasn't even under consideration in the end. He didn't finish in anybody's top three. AKA, he didn't even come close. He wasn't even like the runner-up. Hoodman thought he had the job locked down, but he wasn't even a serious contender.
Not
I mean, damn,
close,
Hood.
Bud.
That is embarrassing, brah. Even Matt the Ticonderoga Patricia's offense cannot believe how embarrassing and how bad of a look that is. Didn't even finish in the top three. Don't get me wrong. They got it right. Raheem definitely deserved that job. I love that hire. I love Raheem. But Hood, the GOAT, the guy 15 wins away from being the all-time winningest coach ever, the guy with six rings, didn't even finish in the top three. I mean, damn, dude. Even you getting caught with your supple, buxom moves on a ring cam thinks that that's humiliating. Hood? Now, the funny thing is, the column also makes it clear that at one point, he actually did have a shot. Remember that first meeting? And I even made light of it in saying, like, Arthur Blank is going to interview Bill Belichick? How do you interview the GOAT, right? Interview him about what? Does the guy just show up and open up a box with six rings? What are you going to talk about? But they actually did have a conversation. And that conversation took place on Art's 295-foot, 180-million super yacht. That's power. Where are we going to meet? On my super yacht? Not even at my mansion. Not even at my vacation mansion. Not even on my fifth vacation mansion, but on my super yacht. Not even on my yacht, but my super yacht. Anyway, that meeting apparently went pretty well. At that point, Hood might have even been the clubhouse leader. He might have even had the inside track. So the question is, what happened? What happened after that? Speculation is, Bob Kraft happened. Now, let's be clear in this piece. The Patriots are swerving way out of their lane to deny this. But apparently, Arthur Blank, according to this piece, Arthur Blank checked Hoodman's references, which to me is hilarious. Even funnier than thinking that the Hoodman had to actually interview is that as part of the interview, he had to provide references. Imagine Arthur Blank saying to Hood, "Yo, Hood, can I see your references? Can you point me to any references?" Apparently, he had to. So how good is it to know that the job search process is the same, exactly the same for billionaires and six-time Lombardi winners as it is for the rest of us? That makes me smile. So Arthur Blank checks Hood's references, reportedly. And of course, one of the references was his buddy Bob Kraft. Arthur Blank and Bobby Kraft are buds. And that's where things reportedly hopped off the rails for Hoodman's chances to get that job. Because Bob Kraft did not exactly give Hood, reportedly, a glowing recommendation. In fact, apparently, he gave the exact opposite of a glowing recommendation. According to this ESPN piece, he warned Blank. Kraft warned Blank, quote, "not to trust Bill," end of quote. Oh! Imagine those guys on the same phone call. Yo, Bob, Art, Bobby, Artie. Hey, listen, my man. I know he won six rings and all, but, you know, what do you think? Is this a good idea? Oh, hell no. Don't trust him, dude. I'd love billionaire talk. I'd love to tap into that phone call. I want to hear billionaires now they rap to each other. Oh, nah, dude. Nah, brah. Don't trust that guy.
No.
Snake. He's a snake, man. Don't trust him. Apparently, that's not all Kraft said. He also reportedly said, quote, "made clear to Blank that you'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick." No way. What? The Hood's not warm? The Hood's not a good guy to be around?
No, in all honesty, we've been in there.
You're telling me this guy's not warm? You mean to tell me you can't have a warm, fuzzy conversation with this dude?
No, in all honesty, we've been in there.
What, this dude doesn't want to dap you up or hug it out afterwards? No, honestly, bro hugs? No bro hugs with a hood?
No, in all honesty,
listen, you might even make the point that, come on, man. Like, billionaires give a damn. Business is business.
What difference does it make?
I would argue, though, that if you're a billionaire and you're about to pay a guy who probably is going to ask for $20 million a year or 25, you probably don't want to hate the guy. You probably want to be happy to see him in the facility. So apparently, Kraft, quote, made clear to blank, you'll never have a warm conversation with Belichick. And I think as these billionaire owners go, Arthur Blank actually is one of the warmer guys. I know this. As billionaire owners go, we actually have a better chance of getting him on the show than other billionaire owners. You know why that is? As billionaire owners go, he's a pretty warm guy. So yeah, I would think that'd be a turnoff. If every time he went in to have a conversation with his coach, the coach looked at him and said, Also as part of this piece, another source said, quote, Kraft found Bill to be extremely difficult and obstinate and kind of stubborn and in the end not worthy of his trust and also very, very, very arrogant. Three varies. Not one, not two, three. Very, very, very arrogance. You know, that whole thing about his players would say, man, you don't know. None of you know. None of you know what this guy's about. This dude's funny. This dude's real. This dude's authentic. All of you on the outside who think that he's, quote, extremely difficult and obstinate and kind of arrogant or stubborn and not worthy of trust and very, very, very arrogant, don't know what the hell you're talking about. Okay. Okay, then why did the owner and the guy who paid him say that's exactly how he is and reportedly tell that to one of his best owner buddies? Nah, dude, you don't want this guy. You know why? He's extremely difficult and obstinate and kind of stubborn and in the end not worthy of trust and very, very, very arrogant.
What difference does it make?
Oh, and not warm either. So, what's a quarter of a century of service to Bob Kraft get you? The worst job reference in the history of job references.
Oh, Catholic.
And again, the Pats are denying this. According to the piece, though, Kraft, quote, was a big part, end of quote, of why the Falcons passed on the hood. Yeah, no kidding. If Kraft told blank even half of the things that are printed in this piece, then Kraft seems like the entire reason the Falcons passed on the hood. As much as they're denying it, and despite what they've said publicly, if even half of that is true, it would seem like Kraft torpedoed the entire candidacy. Although I'm sure that Hood did plenty of his own damage, right? Like when he reportedly brought up the possibility of bringing in the likes of Joe, the leader of men, Judge, Matt, the Ticonderoga, and Jack Easterby. See, one of the reasons he was asked, well, like, what's gone on the last few years, dude? Like, you guys suck. What happened? What happened? Aside from Tommy, aside from you running off the greatest quarterback ever, what happened? Apparently, Belichick has been saying, well, we lost a lot of our assistants. So one of my ideas is to bring these guys back, to build a staff and bring these guys back. And then when Arthur Blank, being the very intelligent billionaire that he is, hit him with the very obvious question, well, Bill, none of these guys have had any success once they've left. Why is that? What is your explanation for that? You want to bring them all back, but none of them have had any success. Why is that? Quote, this is what the piece said. He, quote, asked Belichick why his charges had failed elsewhere. Belichick replied that he thought they were better soldiers than generals. End of quote. Oh, so that finally explains the rotted Hoodman coaching tree.
What?
Hood does not develop generals. He develops soldiers. Yeah, except the problem with that take is Matt the Ticonderoga and Joe the Leader of Men were not good soldiers either. And Jack Easterby. I mean, damn, Hood, really? You were trying to bring Jack Easterby with you to the ATL. To do what? I mean, seriously, the hell does that guy even do? So when you check the entire column, there were clearly a lot of reasons why Hoodman and the Falcons were not a great fit. Bob Kraft, though, apparently did not help at all. Bob Kraft, in fact, did everything he could to not help, which, again, the Patriots deny. They can deny it all they want, but we know that Blank and Kraft are close. We know that the Hood not only didn't get that job, he wasn't even in the top three. So let's not act like Kraft didn't tell Blank that the Hood was an arrogant pain in the ass. Which is why ultimately, as a source close to the hiring process described, Hoodman, quote, was essentially voted off the island. End of quote. Can you imagine that tribal council on Falcons Island? Man, they should have filmed that for TV. That would have been incredibly dramatic. Can't you see it right now? Hood in the middle of his interview on the super yacht. And then all of a sudden, Jeff Probst pops in out of nowhere. And then the music starts. Arthur Blank stands. He motions to the door. The rest of the front office enters the room. They write their notes or their votes on a piece of paper. Arthur collects all the votes. He passes them over to Probst. And the Hoodman's got to sit there while Probst opens them all up one by one and reads everyone's top three coaching candidates. None of them have Hood in their top three. Then Probst tells Hood to bring his tiki torch to the front of the room and says, "Hood man, the tribe has spoken. You're voted off the island.
Please bring me your torch.
Get the hell off our island." Then Probst puts out Hoodie's tiki flame and puts him on a dinghy and sends him out to sea while the rest of the front office waves from the super yacht as he floats off on a raft.
Time for you to go.
Time for you to go, Hood. Then as he sits there on his raft, we cut to the confessional, and the Hood is mumbling like he's trying to get through another humiliating post-game presser while the credits roll. The Hood's like, I had a good time. I learned a lot. I stayed true to myself and my character and my boys. Matt the Pencil, Joe the Leader of Men. I have no regrets. No regrets at all. Well, maybe one regret. Maybe I should have used the immunity idol. Now, one more regret.
Chop's spoken.
One more regret. I definitely should not have listed that a-hole Bob Kraft as a reference. That's a regret.
Fill the go!
By the way, Probst, nice raft. Thanks for nothing. I mean, can't you just imagine a sunburnt, dehydrated, lip-chapped Hoodie staring into the camera in disbelief that everybody just stabbed him right in the back? I don't know. Hoodie strikes me as a guy who would just lean all the way in on a show like Survivor. Dude would be walking around in his sleeveless hoodie with no pants, no bottoms of any kind, just walking around with his cheeks out. On Survivor, Hoodie would be that one token, disgusting, revolting, gross old man that smells terrible. And that's the actual reason everybody hates him and wants him off the island, because he reeks. They'd be like, "Hood man, we didn't vote you off Falcons Island because of anything Bob Kraft said. We voted you off because you smell like ass, old man." And the man boobs, also extremely off-putting. Clean it up, old man. Or get a bra. Or do a few push-ups. I mean, under the best of circumstances, a showered, well-rested, healthy Bill looks like a homeless guy anyway, right? I can't imagine how this guy would look in the Pearl Islands, Panama, sleeping on some leaves in dirt, emaciated, dry, rashy skin, bunch of mosquito bites, walking barefoot in the mud. And you know the guy's not going to skip many meals, right? How much grumpier can that dude get if he's got to build a shelter on an empty stomach when he hasn't eaten in 10 days? Hey, Bill, can you go gather some branches and vines? I put the clamps on the greatest show on turf. I'm not collecting bleep. Go get your own damn branches. Do I look like I'm a leaf collector? Go get your own grasshoppers, man. I need a steak. I don't know what's worse. Believe me, I can do this forever. Don't act like I can't. I'll run this right through the bottom of the hour sports update. You tell me what's worse. Being the first person voted off in Survivor, or being a Super Bowl winning coach and going unemployed with half the jobs available at one point? Good question, right? I can answer it for you, too. It's definitely being the first person voted off. You know why? All you have to do is just lay low. Like, I haven't watched an episode in a long, long time, and even I know that. Just don't alienate anybody. Don't piss anybody off. And then at the same time, don't make yourself a big target. The tribe never likes anyone coming off like an alpha male right away. I mean, how many seasons of this show have there been? Like 9,000? How do you not know that? Just make nice. A show a little hustle, a little energy, a little enthusiasm. Everybody loves everybody. They all love each other the first day. How do you make that many enemies in the first 10 minutes of the show? You'd have to be an a-hole. How hard is that? Do you know how bad of a guy or gal you have to be? How hard is it to stay down for 5 minutes? You make just one freaking ally, and then you get past the first tribal council. You probably should have stayed in the helicopter, not jumped out. First one off the island, yo. Shout out to everybody involved. Sorry I ran that thing so long. I just had a lot to say. It's an incredible calm. Am I done, Avi? I guess so. Now I'm done.
Brick.
Hey, listen, you want to feel good, right? If you feel well, then it stands to reason your life's going to go much better. If you wake up feeling badly, you're going to have a tough day and a tough life. Relief Factor understands this. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against occasional minor pain. 100% drug-free. Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for relieving pain. I love that about it. Relief Factor also helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. I love that too. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Relief Factor does not just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. In 3 weeks or less, you will know if it's working because you'll feel the difference. All day, every day. I know. I was sent Relief Factor. They want me to try it. I did. In fact, I've been taking it every single day since, and I do feel the difference. Relief Factor isn't about simply feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor. Give it a try for yourself. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order, 1-800-4-RELIEF. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Short segment right here. At T Blank posts on X. Picturing Bill in just a hoodie and no pants in that island instantly makes me think of Winnie the Pooh. But it would be Hoodie the Moves. I mean, can't you imagine that guy on the island dressed like that? I can. We all can. Stumbling around all dirty. You know, like he normally does. As a guy making $25 million a year. He already looks like a homeless guy. As the winningest coach. According to this piece, there's also speculation that he's not going to get a shot. That Jerry Jones is the only one that would give him a shot. What if he doesn't get another shot next year? What if he's already coached his last game? You imagine this guy coming 15 wins short? And that's part of the problem. Also alleged in this piece, why would anybody hire this guy right now, knowing that he's only in it to win those last 15 games? And then he's going to bounce. Why would you want to do that? Why would you bring this guy in just so he could get the record and then bounce? And then you have to start over again. And then the thinking is, according to this piece, he tried to tell the Atlanta Falcons, no. I just want to coach. I don't want all that power. But anybody who knows anything about this guy would know, of course, he would want power. If not all the power, then power. And he'd want to do things his own way. So you change everything for this guy and for what? For 2 years? Only to go through the whole coach search all over again? He may have coached his last game. More on that in a minute. And I'll take your reaction. Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up, and if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, you know where I'm going with this. The financial burden can be crushing and devastating and heartbreaking. It's time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare you're stuck in. You might not be. There are options for getting rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of terrible timeshares for over a decade now and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. They might be able to help you too. To get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and what your options are for cancellation, simply call Wesley right now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. The number is 800-462-3333, 800-462-3333, 800-462-3333. Let's get you a sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki. Hot and spicy and peppered all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample the different flavors and find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other jerky compares Old Trapper with your beef. As you know, tomorrow we will have a beef segment. Also, because today's Wednesday, let me remind you, it is an ATP day. Ask the pros. You get to ask me a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. So what you want to do is go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Be sure to submit a question there. You know I'm going to answer one or more of them later on. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Mac Brown, top of the hour. 15 minutes from right now. Lots of different angles today. Lots of different stories. You've got the playing games from last night in the West. I still haven't even talked about Sacramento Golden State. You've got the playing games this evening in the Eastern Conference. Haven't even gotten there yet. And the reason for that is I started with the Lakers and the Pelicans. And then you had that bombshell drop on ESPN.com about Bill Belichick and why he didn't get that job with the Falcons. And then he thought up until the last minute the job was his, only to find out it was not his. And then according to this column, fascinating column, not only was the job not his, he really wasn't even in the running. He didn't finish in the top three of Arthur Blank or his lieutenants.
Not even
when they sat
close,
down to list their top candidates, he didn't finish in the top three. In any of their lists, none of them had him in the top three. Nobody went to bat for him. Nobody wanted him. nobody thought that it was a good idea. So he was voted off the island. So we talked about the island and what that might look like. And then if you want to react to the ham, back in the show open, Darvin Ham, the ham, was definitely feeling the ham after they beat the Pelicans. Never mind that they had an 18-point lead and Zion led them all the way back. And they might have won that game had he not gone down. When he hit that driving layup and got hurt with just over 3.5 minutes to go, that score, that game was tied. They could have come from ahead to choke, yet the ham was feeling himself.
Back to 0-0. We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fades. You gonna enjoy this one tonight, take tomorrow off, and then we'll go from there.
So we can discuss that too. This guy wants to. Dear Jim, NVM, all the smoke. We want all the coke. Signed, that cocaine snorting, prostitute loving running backs coach.
Jim, miss you. Thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go?
We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
There's those big grains falling, but I miss you. I miss you a lot.
How about me doing this before going into a meeting? No, better yet, Forster, how about you doing this before going into a meeting and turning your phone around, getting it on video, capturing it on video, and then hitting send to her so she could post. Dear Jim, the hood sounds awesome to us. Overweight, poor hygiene, smells bad. He'll fit in great with us. Sincerely, Portland woman.
Well, you know what? We got this phenomenon up here in Oregon. And
I like that
I
it's a phenomenon.
Portland woman. Portland woman. She doesn't shave. She doesn't clean up. They put her on TV. Turn on any Portland channel with a local show. You'll find Portland woman showing off her stuff. Gray hair, no makeup, all the wrinkles to boot. And the clothing is something else. You can see the stain. So, anyways, to Portland woman, please, please, do us all a favor and clean it up. That's all I got, Romy.
You know what? Is that all? It seems to me, I'm not like an aficionado, but if anybody was built to win that show, it's Portland woman. Portland woman's right at home. Portland woman lives that life by choice. Portland woman's already living on that island in Portland. I mean, dirt and leaves, that's what I sleep on right now. Plumbing? The hell is that? What, running water? Portland woman is built for Survivor. Portland woman is like a ringer on Survivor. Uh-oh. Another Woj bomb? Woj is on one. And this one's not good either. Not as bad as For Life, but for Friday.
For Life.
At Woj ESPN posts, ESPN sources, Pelicans forward Zion Williamson's left hamstring is out for Friday's play-in tournament elimination game versus Sacramento and will be evaluated again in coming weeks. Huge blow for New Orleans. Wow, what a drag. Huge blow for New Orleans. Did you watch him last night? Have you seen him since the Ears Invitational when he finally got it around his head? I can't carry this kind of weight. I got to get in shape. Enormous blow for the Pelicans. Hate to say it, but really good news for Sacktown. Man, that's too bad. Honestly, that's too bad. Meanwhile, Ryan in Tampa Bay writes, Kraft saying that Belichick is a problem after he used him for 20 years is rich. Belichick won multiple Super Bowls before he ever worked for Kraft. What has Kraft done without Belichick outside of getting arrested by Chris Hansen's crew while falling down with his pants off? Yeah, I don't know, dude. Exaggerate much?
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
The other thing, Ryan, I would take you more seriously if you could spell the word Kraft correctly. I'm fine with you misspelling Belichick. Belichick is not an easy word to spell. Kraft is. Bob Kraft is not spelled with a C. After he used him,
laugh out loud.
I mean, certainly he would not have those trophies without Belichick, but used him? The guy was making like $25 million a year in the end. Hey, Jim, is all this news about Belichick really surprising? I mean, considering all the cheating done by the Patriot organization under the leadership of the Hood, why would anyone consider him an honorable individual? You reap what you sow, brother. Tom in Colorado Springs.
Brother.
I mean, it's not surprising, except he is the winningest coach, or considered the GOAT, and 15 wins away from the winningest coach. And like half the league had jobs open. So yes, it is surprising that he didn't get one of those jobs. Six Lombardis. Yeah, I find it a little bit surprising that a guy with six Lombardis did not get a job. One of the jobs. It is surprising that he didn't make the top three either for the one job that he thought he had. When we return, hour number three. If you're on hold, stay there. If not, you can get on hold, 1-800-636-8686. But first things first, Mac Brown joins me when we come back.